Today's scripture passage comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. I will be reading from the NRSV translation. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah. And still others, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Brother Judd.
Names define us, don't they? Our entire identity is caught up in the names we bear. My name is Judson, Judd, and I think I've told many of you before, most people call me Judd, but I was named after a Scandinavian wheat farmer, custom harvester, that used to cut wheat for my dad, and so it's kind of a unique name. Not too many people have that name. Julene had a unique name as well. And we celebrated her life yesterday and continue to do that. But just think a little bit about if a child is raised being called sweet and good and beautiful and kind. That child will think of he or her, him or herself as sweet and good and beautiful and kind. If a child is raised being called worthless and stupid and ugly or bad, that child will begin to think of himself or herself as worthless, stupid, ugly, or bad. Fact is that we not only identify with the names placed upon us, we tend to live out, we tend to live out of those names. If we feel badly about ourselves, we begin to doubt ourselves. If we feel empowered, we can accomplish far more than we ever thought that we could. The scriptures are filled with names that bear special Hebrew meanings. And in several cases, God bestows a special name on someone who will take on a very special role in the faith. One of those is Abraham. Abram's name is expanded to add the Hebrew Haman, meaning many or a multitude. Abram will be the father of a multitude, and God gives him a name to which he can attach his identity and therefore his mission. Abraham lives out that name. Jacob's transformation to covenant bearer after his struggle with his conscience over what he did to his brother Esau is marked by his new name, Israel, one who struggled and prevailed. And we come to our gospel lesson today. Jesus bestows a new name upon his disciple Simon, son of Jonah. He names him Peter, meaning stone or rock. The phrase Jesus uses to describe Peter's mission is an interesting wordplay. He says in the Aramaic, he says, "You are Kephas," or Petrus. "And on this Kephas Petra, I will build my ecclesia." The Aramaic Kephas means rock. In Greek, these translate to Petros, masculine, and Petra, feminine. Jesus is calling Peter a rock, referring to his faith, his character, and his rock-solid ability to Jesus, as he has demonstrated by calling him the Son of the living God. Upon this foundation stone or rock, the movement would be built, an ecclesia, or gathering of the faithful. The living stones built upon the cornerstone, Jesus himself. In giving Peter this name, Jesus is not merely rewarding him for giving the right answer, however, but Jesus is giving Peter a new identity as a disciple equipped to carry on the faith of the way. Peter, or Simon Peter, as we call him, was one of the most impetuous disciples. Quick to anger, impulsive, fearful and doubting at other times, obstinate and outspoken. This fisherman was also extremely loyal to Jesus, even to a fault. He had many flaws, as we saw in his denying Jesus during his trials, and yet Jesus needed him to be able to carry on the mission and build believers after his death. He needed to empower Peter. Calling Simon a rock, a bedrock, or a foundation rock was like instilling in him the strength and courage and optimism that he had the character to handle the job of the early church founder and leader. I imagine that when Jesus bestowed this name upon him, Peter must have been feeling that Jesus believed in him. Even though he himself felt that he had failed many, many times, Peter is a confidence-building name for a man who would need to have a lot of endurance and confidence and stability and obstinance and permanence. In his naming, Peter is transformed from a mere disciple to a valued leader of the faith. Think of the names that you bear upon your heart and upon your soul. I'm not just talking about your first name or your last name, but what are the names you've been called by your parents, siblings, friends, neighbors, co-workers? What names have clung to you and become part of who you are, part of your core identity? What names do you place upon yourself? Think of those names now that cling to you in your mind. If you have had many loving names placed upon you, no doubt you are feeling good right now. But many of us unknowingly carry with us many false names. Names that have been placed upon us by others, or names that have been placed upon ourselves by ourselves. Critiques, judgments, labels. Names that have injured our souls. I want you to take a moment and think of those names. Bring them to the surface in your mind. How do they make you feel? Now I want you to hear Jesus' words for you as told to us by Peter himself in 1 Peter, starting with in the second chapter, verse 5. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen and precious in God's sight, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in the scripture, "See, I lay in Zion a stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who believes in him will never be put to shame." Or Paul's words to the Galatian church in Galatians 3:26, "You are the sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." God has called each of us living stones and sons and daughters. We are a part of a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, and we are literally clothed in Christ. Now watch all those former labels, judgments, and names fall away as you take on God's mantle of blessing. As you came into the service today, into the congregation, into the sanctuary, I think most of you picked up a stone or were advised to choose a stone. You know what, Dave? I don't think I grabbed one of my for myself. I don't think I grabbed one for myself, although I brought the stones. I might have one too. I want you to hold the stone I've given you in the hand. It probably feels kind of cool. I washed them this morning, so hopefully they don't make your hand dirty. All of them are a little different, maybe different colors. Most of them are smooth, worn by water. Now close it tightly in your fist. This stone can build up, or this stone can tear down. A stone such as this was used by David to slew the Philistine giant Goliath. A stone such as this was picked up and thrown in anger when they stoned Stephen, one of the first Christian martyrs. Back in April of this year, the very end of April, Chris and I took a little excursion to Montauk State Park, where they have a trout fishery there, and spent 4 or 5 days. And it's beautiful country to visit. I'm not sure whether I want to live there all the time, but it is beautiful scenery to see. And we caught trout, and they were beautiful fish to catch. And but Chris and I, when we came there first, we took a wrong turn, and we went right past the road that went to the state park where we were going to be camping, or the site where we were going to be, and we drove on down the road, and we were like, this can't be the right place. It just kept on winding around. There were big cliffs up on the side, and then we went around a huge bend, and there were craggy cliffs up above, just right next to the road. And I noticed that they had taken rebar and looked like chicken netting, and they had put the rock in boxes, and they had set it down there as a base and build up on those rocks. And each little box had thousands and thousands of small river rock in those boxes to keep that cliff up above from falling down into the roadway. I thought, wow, that's pretty neat. So a rock can be used to build up and to support. I would like this stone to represent your new name. Maybe it's encourager, teacher, gardener, friend, whatever that name may be. You are a stone in the foundation of Christ's holy church. Every stone is precious. Every stone is important. Every stone fits with the ones around it and works with those around it to form the foundation of our faith. Every stone is unique and no shape is exactly the same, and yet every stone is beautiful. And you are beautiful because you are sons and daughters of a living and just God. Now may the peace that passes all understanding be with each of you, now and always. Amen.